Welcome to Chats, a television podcast, but this time we didn't watch any television, except we did. For 10 years we watched television, and it's a main feed special. We do these once every 5 weeks. We take turns picking the topic. It was my turn to pick the topic. Who's my? My's me. Me's I. I'm Magellan, and that's Alan. Hey, Alan, what's up?
I love the energy, man. I love it as always. Can I say something about hats for the video people?
Yeah. I don't know that I've seen you in a baseball hat ever.
I'm not a hats person at all, but I've been running more in preparation for our 5K at the end of this week. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's easier to just have a hat than my sweatband because you don't have to clean it. It's just kind of gross to say. You should clean your hats eventually. Man. But I got this Canes hat from the opening of the Gold Canes Chicken in downtown Boston. They gave out these hats. There's a gold store, and if you look up Canes Downtown Crossing, that opened up a couple months ago.
That's so gaudy.
It's super gaudy, and it clashes with everything around it. It's gold on the inside too. It's a nightmare, and I love it.
That sucks. Yeah, was it like their 100th store or something? Like what? Yeah,
it's like gold. 20 years. It's a golden anniversary. I forget what your golden anniversary is.
Okay, sure.
50th. Sure. So it might be like their 50th store or something.
Okay.
That was the implication. But I got this hat out of it, and it's cool. I also have a Radiotopia hat I got from that one Song Exploder recording. I have an Amsterdam hat that just says Amsterdam. And I have an AMA Boston hat from my time working on the board.
That's a pretty good collection of hats, I would say. Pretty good collection of hats, I would say.
Bit of a haberdasher. Are you a hats guy? I feel like you've been a hats guy.
I've had phases of my life where I was a hats guy.
Yeah.
Not as much lately. I've been more of a headband guy.
Yeah, you've done the switch, the opposite of what I'm doing right now. Yeah. I love my headband. It is great. It's just, it gets gross fast. You gotta wash it a lot.
Well, Alan, what would you rate hats out of 10?
Toonami gives hats an 8 out of 10 for the cats for the Xbox. An 8 out of 10.
Oh, what a great rating. Speaking of that,
you're in bed with your girl and you go, Toonami gives this evening experience for the Xbox. You're like, oh, never mind. Let's go home. Sorry.
Okay, let me pitch everybody on my premise for this episode. So I pitched it a little bit at the end of last week's episode, but I'm going to do it again now. I was having all these ideas for like main feed special, what do we want to do? And something I kept coming back to is like, to me, it feels like the time to start thinking about what's on the horizon for the show, which might not actually be a great reflection of reality because we are going to keep watching Xena until about March at our current pace. So that is like, what is that, 7 months away or something? That's a bit of a distance. We could move that timeline up if we do fewer of these main feed specials or we take a break after Deep Space Nine or whatever. But, you know, I like to think pretty far in advance of what are we liking for a future chat season. And we're getting pretty long in the tooth. We're about to come to our 10-year anniversary at the end of this year of us starting the podcast feed. And once you've been doing a podcast for 10 years, you start to understand the finitude of time and just the fact that, like, you're not going to end up returning to and talking about every single show.
For sure.
So I was thinking about that, and then I was like, but all of my main feed specials have also been kind of magic related. Can I get magic in there somehow? So my idea was I want us to riff off of a concept that Mark Rosewater, who's a lead designer for Magic the Gathering, concept he developed on his blog, his Tumblr blog called the Storm Scale. And essentially, it's a rating out of 10 that he gives to mechanics to estimate how likely it is that the magic designers would use a particular mechanic in a future set. And he also has scales for certain settings, for characters, things like that. He's got a whole bunch of these scales. The Storm Scale is named after a mechanic called Storm, which is like a notoriously broken mechanic, which is why it's called that. And for those in the know, earlier this year, they put out a card called Storm Scale Scion, and it's like a dragon, but it's got Storm Scale in the name. So it's kind of a wink, like the Storm Scale.
Oh, I just read what Storm does, and that seems broken.
Yeah. Yes, it is
broken. Fully broken.
Yeah. But of course, they just gave it to there was like a special limited release card for Storm from Marvel. And of course, she has Storm because you can't have Storm without Storm.
Of course.
Anyway, so Storm Scale is a number from 1 to 10 that indicates the likelihood that a mechanic is going to return. Okay. So I want us to do something like that, but with chat's stuff. Mm-hmm. But I have a little like warm up game for us before we get into that. Just to make sure we have a good sense of how the other person rates things out of 10. So, are you down for a game?
You know, I'm down to clown until I'm dead in the ground.
Wonderful. This is a game I'm borrowing from a Smosh video. It's one of their challenge, they call it Challenge Pit, and it's where they do challenges and games and stuff. They call it Wavelength, which is like a fine name. It's a little confusing because there's the board game called Wavelength. And it's like kind of like that, but different. So the name's not that important. Here's how the game works. Let's say that you are trying to guess. You're trying to figure out my brain.
It's a 3-2-1 thing, the word game?
No, different game. Different game.
Okay, I'm sorry.
That is a good game, though, but it's not that game. I will pick a number between 1 and 10 in my brain. You will get 3 questions. You'll give me a category and I'll tell you what in that category I would rate that number.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, did we play this game at PAX Unplugged? This is the one with the little meter and one person like sets it and the other person has to guess where it's set.
Yeah. That's the board game that like has the spirit of this, but it's mechanically a little bit different, but same sort of spirit. Yeah. So you would get 3 categories to name and I would tell you what I rate that number in each category. And then you try to guess the number and then see if you got it right.
Got it.
Okay. So I'll think of a number first.
Okay.
Okay, I have a number.
Okay.
And you can, any category is good. You can name any category of any type of thing.
Can you give me an example of a category?
It could be TV shows from the 90s. It could be pasta shapes. It could be days of the week. Anything that I could like give a rating out of 10 in that category.
Yeah. The category I want is 90s sitcoms.
Just Shoot Me.
Interesting. Okay.
Okay. So you get two more categories.
Okay.
And you're trying to think like, okay, what does Magellan think about Just Shoot Me? Is that like a beloved classic? Is it like a terrible show? Is it somewhere in the middle?
Got it. Okay. How about, this is fun. This is a good game. I'm already feeling it. It's spinning different things in my brain. How about Pokemon Generations? And this is your ranking.
I'm gonna say X and Y.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I think I've got it. But let me get one more guess. How about subjects that you took in high school?
Oh, subjects I took in high school. Okay. I'm gonna say statistics.
Yeah. All right. What do you think? I got there? And it's out of 10?
Yeah.
Is this 2?
No, I did a bad job. It's 6.
Oh, like these are fine, kind of good, not great. Okay. I didn't even know you played X and Y. That one that's what threw me off. I figured you were just like, I'm going to pick one that I don't know anything about.
I didn't play X and Y. I just would rank most Pokemon generations like
in the 5 to 6 range.
Positively. Yeah.
I gotcha.
Okay. You think of a number. Let me try to do it back to you.
Okay. Got it. I got the number.
Okay. Yeah, let's like a dish at a family gathering.
Oh, this is like my like a what I would think of a family gathering, right?
Yes.
What is it called? I'm trying to like translate it in my head. Like kibbeh, you know? Okay. Usually like the flat kind that's in a plate with a little bit of Greek yogurt on the side.
Yep. Okay. All right. How about
kibbeh if you're Arab? Just wanted to make sure people know.
How about like a vowel sound?
Ah.
Okay.
Ah, yeah.
Solid. So it's not blowing me out of the water, but it's dependable. Mm-hmm. Okay, a color.
Green.
Okay. 7?
You got it.
Nice.
Good job.
Nice.
Like just pretty good. Not gonna amazing, but pretty good. Now I'm looking at pictures of just shoot me, and I don't want to look at David Spade anymore. Get him out of my screen.
Do you want to do one more round?
I do.
Okay.
I do.
I have a number in my head.
Okay. Ways you can spend a Sunday afternoon.
Okay.
I'm gonna start really broad, and then I'll zoom in from there.
Packing for a long trip.
That was so good. Okay. Places that you have traveled to.
Places that I have traveled to.
Yeah.
Cleveland, Ohio.
Okay, we're getting somewhere. And last but not least, N64 games.
Yeah, N64 games. This is an interesting one. I'm gonna say there was like a Duck Dodgers video game that I rented from Blockbuster.
Oh, that makes this harder for me now. Okay, is it 3?
Yeah, it's 3.
Oh, that actually made it easier.
I tried to recalibrate that it.
You did. You successfully did, because I was like, oh, Cleveland, Ohio, this is a 1. Or packing for a long trip, this is a 0. And then it was like, oh, no, wait, actually, there's a little bit of joy in there. Okay. I know you're ADHD ass. Nobody likes to pack for a long trip.
Packing is one of the worst activities. But you're doing it for a good reason, which is what makes it a 3 to me.
Yeah, it comes with like, a anticipation.
As opposed to like you spilled mud on the floor and you're cleaning up the mud. That's
right.
Yeah. All right. Think of a number.
Okay. I got a number.
Okay. A movie that we've done a commentary of.
The Matrix.
Okay. Okay. A podcast that you've listened to for a long time. Not necessarily that you currently listen to, but one that you have been a long time listener to.
Sure. Just go through the list real quickly. How about Beautiful Anonymous?
Okay. And then give me a texture.
Linen. Like fresh linen.
Yeah. It's definitely a high score. It's like, is it a 9 or a 10? I'm going to say 10.
You got it.
Nice.
Very nice.
Nice. Okay, so we normed, we figured out norm. We figured out kind of mourn. Our attitudes towards numbers, mourn. So now we'll do the chat scale stuff.
Okay.
Here's how the storm scale works. Now, the way that Mark Rosewater numbers it is 1 is the most likely to return and 10 is the least likely. I don't like that because that's the opposite from how I would intuitively do it. So
I agree.
I just flipped the numbers for the sake of what we're doing. So in the doc that I shared with you, I listed it out, but I'll read this for the listener. A 10 in the way that we're thinking about it is a mechanic that will definitely be seen again, most likely in the next set. So it's an evergreen mechanic. A 9 is something that will definitely be seen again, but not necessarily right away. So instead of evergreen, you could describe it as deciduous. An 8 is something that they will most likely do again and probably many times, but it's not as definitive. It's not as much of like a definitely, it's a most likely. 7 will most likely do again, but there are issues with that thing that make it less of a guarantee. 6, there need to be the right circumstances, but that is said optimistically. Five is kind of the same sentiment. There need to be the right circumstances, but it's pessimistic. Four is it's unlikely to return, but it's possible if the right context happens.
Sure.
Three is it's unlikely to return, but it's possible if the right context happens, and that context is much more unlikely.
Yeah.
Two is like, hey, never say never, but probably almost certainly not. And a one is like, definitely not unless something totally
world shattering happens.
World shattering happens.
Got it. Got it.
So I think a way to translate that, just for the sake of simplicity for us, 10 is certain a TV, because we're going to do this with like TV shows and maybe episode formats or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So 10 is something that we're like certain to cover soon within the next year, let's say. A 9 is like, we're definitely going to cover it at some point. 8 is like, we're definitely, or we're likely going to cover it deeply. So it's sort of in contention for our future season. A 7 is we definitely, or we likely want to return to it at least in some way.
Uh-huh.
A 6 is it would be dependent on like coming in the form of a certain format, or there needs to be listener interest, optimistically. 5, same thing, but pessimistically. 4 is it's unlikely, but it's possible. 3, unlikely and improbable. 2, almost certainly not. And 1 is certainly not.
Understood.
Does that feel fair?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So there's some things that I assigned some like assumed scores to. And of course, there is a spreadsheet for this that I will share with you. Don't get too intimidated. You don't even have to look at it if you don't want to. I can be the
one. You know I want to look at it. I just want to gaze into your brain a little bit.
In this spreadsheet, for the sake of our reference, I included the year that we last discussed the show, whether or not we piloted it, whether or not it was part of Couch Madness, whether or not it was covered as like a season or part of a season, and then some space for us to write scores. There's also premiere year, finale year, seasons, and episodes, but I didn't finish doing that. It was a lot. And I included all of the shows that we've piloted or that have like been a segment on an episode or something like that, or that we've covered in a season. Shows that were on the Couch Madness poll but didn't make it to the bracket. So all of those together is 174 television shows.
I don't even know what to say. That's incredible.
We've thought about a lot of TV
in
various forms over the year.
We might cover all of it. I remember on a podcast once you were like, we're gonna cover all of TV, and I was like, well, that's
there.
You're like, how many shows are there? I'm like, no, that's wildly unrealistic and doesn't account for the rest of the world.
Dumb. There's some shows that get kind of automatic scores. So there are certain shows that we're just covering right now. So like Xena, for example, should get a 10 because we're covering.
It's already being covered. We don't plan to stop.
And I'm going to filter this list alphabetically real quick.
Okay.
So that I can more easily find things. So Xena for sure is a 10. Deep Space Nine is a 10. Those are two shows that are ongoing. We're covering them. We're not going to stop covering Xena and Deep Space Nine. Is that fair to say?
Unless. That is fair to say.
I gave 9s to Quantum Leap and to Lex, because those are shows that we're going to watch eventually. Quantum Leap is happening at an irregular schedule, and Lex will be our final season,
right,
as we've already committed.
Mm-hmm.
I assigned a 7 to The X-Files because it's like, I would like to do more Chats Files, but I don't have plans for when exactly I would do that. So 7.
Untenable in the current scope of your life.
Yeah, so 7 felt like the right score for that. Okay, so those are shows that get scores out of the gate. I have some big questions that'll help us to bucket some of these things so we don't have to talk about each individual show one by one.
Okay.
So first big bucket question, how would you feel about covering a show that we've already covered in our book club format again?
There's a couple shows in there that I would definitely be interested in revisiting in our traditional format. Yeah.
And what would revisiting look like to you, do you think?
I think it could be sort of Trek Chat style, a season at a time.
Mm-hmm.
We rewatched all of Farscape season one and we want to talk about it. We rewatched all of Buffy season three and we're going to talk about it.
Mm.
I don't know. Those are the two biggest ones for me. The Leftovers I will always revisit every mm-hmm. single day. Every single day mm-hmm. I think about rewatching The Leftovers, Magellan. Twin Peaks, eternally mm-hmm. revisitable, very evergreen, joke intended. I think we should rewatch The Prisoner 2009. No, I think we should rewatch The Prisoner and just be like revisiting The Prisoner. Like, because like podcasts do that a lot, right? They'll just be like, oh, revisiting a thing we did 8 years ago. And you're like, what the? And
then
that sometimes encourages people to go back, but also can just like be self-contained. That's the format.
Yeah, I like that. There's something to like, we're going to revisit it and let you know if our opinions have changed or if we've noticed new things. I think I agree with that. So then... What are ones that we've covered that we would definitely... Are there any, like, definite not returns? Like, we're not going to watch On the Air again.
No.
For example.
Yeah, my Bozeman Simplex doesn't allow me to watch On the Air again. It just covers my vision. I think we don't need to do... Birds of Prey.
Okay, so let's think 13 under 13.
Yeah.
Let's narrow it to there.
No interest in doing A to Z again. I do want to do New Amsterdam again. I want to take one more spin on John Amsterdam's wild ride.
Okay. All right, let me sort this. Okay, so all the 13 under 13s are now at the top of the spreadsheet. So we've covered six 13 under 13 shows that were canceled before they aired their 13th episode. And let's just rate them on this 1 to 10 scale. And if there's... I think if there's a big gap between our scores, we have to talk about it. But if there's a small gap, we could just average them. Perfect. Does that work?
That works perfectly.
Okay, so I'm going to say shows to you, and I'll have my score in my brain, and you tell me what your score is.
Got it.
Okay, so A to Z.
One.
I also would rate that a one. Birds of Prey?
Like a two.
I also put a two. Okay. Drive?
Five.
Okay.
Five
in
drive.
My head,
drive
it,
five.
In my head, it was a three. So I think we can average out to a four.
I think there's a way to do. You know, can I just like briefly tangent about
anything that you want to talk about? That's what we're here to do. Yeah.
You take the base level of Drive as this like weird, funky, canceled show, and you and a panel of guests basically either write, improvise, and act out what the rest of the show would be like.
Yeah, that's pretty fun. There's a lot of like
audio listener. I just surprised myself. I just actually gave myself a fright.
There's a lot of fun. Like we talk about Drive in a car. We watch every rat race style movie. You know, you could be a Drive podcast, but there's other shows. Okay. New Amsterdam.
Like serious answer or meme answer?
Probably serious answer.
Two.
Okay. Three was in my head. So
yeah.
2.5. On the Air.
One.
Yep, same. One.
I miss you having to stream your Xbox DVD. that was a good experience for me.
Yeah, that's we need to do that again, finding
a show so obscure that you have to stream it.
Yeah, so I'll keep a separate list of like concepts that we can give a score to. So show so obscure you need to buy a ripped DVD and watch on your Xbox.
Do you still have that DVD?
Yeah, I do. That what would we rate that? Probably like a eight maybe.
On that scale, concept? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Or that concept, yeah.
Great. Powerless.
It's a one.
That's a one for me as well.
I'm done with that.
Okay, now what about the concept of 13 under 13? What would you rate that?
10.
Me too.
Yeah, I
like 13 under 13. Okay, so that's that. Let's talk next about shows that we've done as part of miniseries chats. Does that sound good?
That sounds great.
Okay, so we've done two seasons of miniseries chats. What's your let's score miniseries chats as a concept. So where we take like a set of three shows that were intended to be short, and then we kind of compile them together. Maybe they're loosely related or whatever. How would you rate miniseries chats as a thing?
Seven.
Okay. In my head, it was like eight or nine. So I'll say nine and we'll split the difference at eight.
At eight, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that feels right. All right. So here are some shows that we've covered as part of miniseries chats. John Adams.
Okay.
What would you score John Adams?
In terms of doing it again?
Yeah, on this scale.
Oh, one.
Okay, in my head it was three. So
really? Well, you just want to see the bathtub scene again.
Yeah, I just want to see Paul Giamatti, I think, is really okay. What it is.
We can split the difference and call it a two.
Okay. Pride and Prejudice? Ooh. For me, it's like a seven, honestly. Like, yeah, I would watch
it. Eight for me. I just want to watch that again. We could like reincorporate your mom, or like get our partners into this one, or like we could like get more, because so many people have seen it and have like thoughts on it.
Yes. Yeah. It's so good.
It's so good. We could
read the book. Yeah.
Yeah. All that.
Okay. Roots. Oy. And each, there's Roots 2016 and Roots the Next Generations are all separate items in this list.
So in that case, like three.
Yeah. In my head, it was four. So
okay.
3.5. Roots 2016, for me it's like a one. I feel like we watched it and we got something out of it.
It was cool. It was interesting. I'm glad I watched it and I don't need to watch it again.
Yeah. And then Roots the Next Generations
10.
For me it's like slightly above Roots, and I would say like maybe a five.
Yeah, I would also give it a five. That show slaps.
It's pretty good. Okay, that was Miniseries Chats 1, which we did back in 2020.
Yeah.
And then we came back in 2021 and we watched Angels in America.
Like eight.
Okay. For me, it's a seven. Okay. So same score as Pride and Prejudice.
We could watch we could watch a filmed version of the play.
Mm.
We could read the script.
Yeah.
Which you graciously gifted to me, and I loved reading. It's a really fascinating script. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of different interpretations of it that we could enjoy.
Yeah, there's a lot to chew on there. The Stand, 1994. That's a solid two for me.
I was gonna say two, because the only theoretical version is if we come back to cover the reboot, which is also bad, but at least we can cover it, because we like, did we even look at it? Did we watch like one episode of it?
I think we were just like so uninterested in more Stand, and I think by that point we had already decided we were gonna start Twin Peaks after. So
and we were like, get me the fuck out of here,
please. I don't want to watch more Stand. And also it was 2021, so it was like so fresh. I don't think we wanted to watch like a somber modern reboot of The Stand.
I would read it.
Yeah. Should we give us a different score to The Stand, the 2020 Stand?
No, because I feel like that would be the continuation of that season.
Okay. Vanity Fair.
It's a one.
For me, that's, a one. I think we watched a fun season with Omens, and that's how we did that. Okay, so let's talk about big shows we watched big and loved, and would we revisit them as a kind of like, we rewatched this season and here are our thoughts.
Sure.
So we'll go in order of what we've covered. Farscape, for me, that's like a nine.
Yeah, that's a nine.
I would love to revisit Farscape.
Absolutely. Really find out how we feel about Maldus.
Yeah, not good. Freaks and Geeks.
Three.
Yeah.
I think it's just cool seeing it now because of how much those actors have all gone on to do awesome things. It's like, it's such an interesting nexus point for these young actors, but the show is good. You should watch it. That coverage of it was good too.
Yeah. And I don't know how much more we would get from it revisiting it now.
Yeah.
Avatar, The Last Airbender.
To me,
because they're about to release a magic set.
Yeah.
It's like six. Like if we want to talk about a specific part of the show in relation to that set, maybe. But those are like the six circumstances.
Yeah, I would say six as well. I think it would have to be talking about in those circumstances and or finally watching Korra, which I know some people, after we did that shit pod, some people did watch Korra in the greater community and they were like, this show doesn't hold up as well as you think, which that's like interesting to me.
That is interesting. We'll talk about Korra separately in a minute because it's...
True.
It's in here, but that's... Well, let's put a pin in that.
Roger.
In Korra. Okay, fourth season was The Newsroom.
Eight.
Whoa. Okay.
I could do it again. I could spin that damn wheel again. You're a great big man, Charlie.
Okay. So I was gonna say four, which means move me towards you. I'm open to being convinced.
There is a finite number of short but sweet parentheses sour Aaron Sorkin shows left for us to cover. It's either Sports Night or we finally dive into The West Wing.
Yeah.
And like, I do want to watch sports tonight, but I already kind of know it's a known quantity. But and you think, you might think, but Alan, the newsroom's a known quantity. How much do you really remember about the newsroom? How much of that, like, you're so season right. two, season three sauce?
You're so right. And we also covered it so soon after it ended. Because it ended in 14, we covered it in 2018.
Yeah. Will that show make us angry about the current state of the world and the news media? Yeah, but that's okay. That's what we watch Shorkin stuff for, to get angry.
I'll move to a 6, and we'll meet in the middle at 7.
Sure. That sounds beautiful. Thank you.
Pushing Daisies, to me, that's a 7, I think.
I would go into an 8 if almost a 9, actually.
Oh, which one? 8 or 9?
8.
Yeah.
That show to me is the quintessential, and I think I probably said this when we watched it, I want to rewatch that with like a partner, you know, like this, like let's think about the show romantically and creatively in a way that's not just like trying, because covering it for a show, it's kind of just like pleasant and good and like, you know, it's not like brilliant, but it's a really sweet and like nicely made show. So I think maybe it's like, I want to cover, and do I actually want to cover it again, or I just want to watch it again? That's my struggle. But my strong desire to watch it again inclines me to rate it highly. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I agree with that. To me, it feels like Pride and Prejudice or Angels in America that got the same ratings, where it's like, I know that if we went back to it, we would have more to say about it.
Yes, totally.
Because we've like lived more life.
Exactly right. Well said.
Yeah. Babylon 5.
Ooh. Believe it or not, I almost think it's too soon. Maybe.
I would say a 5 it for me.
I was going to say a 6, but I think a 5 is actually right.
I think it's like, if we'll do stuff if JMS ends up like making the stuff that he's trying to make.
Right, of course.
But I don't have the same hunger that I do for Farscape to be like, let's rewatch season 1 of Babylon 5.
Yeah.
You know.
For sure.
Cuz I also feel like in my memory we like were better podcasters watching Babylon 5 than we were watching Farscape, so there's a feeling of like we would be better at talking about Farscape.
Exactly. We were not that we were definitely far from, but we were not that as far from where we are today to Babylon 5 as we are from Farscape. We are literally different people, you know.
Yeah.
A decade has come and gone. Wow, this episode is really just about giving me an existential crisis, huh?
How do you feel about Crusade?
Oh, 10. Firm, hard 10. What are you talking about? What's that? What's that basketball player is like, what? What are you talking about, man? I love that clip. No, it's not Giannis.
It's not Giannis?
Oh, I think it's Russell West. It might be Russell Westbrook. Yeah, it's Russell Westbrook.
Oh, okay.
Someone's basically like, sorry, quick aside. Someone's like, did you guys lose to that team, or did the team lose, or did the other team win?
Oh.
And he goes, what? What are you talking about, man? He goes, fuck this shit, I'm out of here. And he walks into a closet. Incredible clip. That audio gets used a lot. Crusade. No, like a 1, dude. It's nothing.
Yeah,
it's a
nothing show.
We did the joke. We did the news.
Okay, The Prisoner. Like the 60s Prisoner?
Like a 9.
Yeah, I was going to say 8. Yeah, so let's
go. I just want to rewatch that. I want to cover it again however I can. Just let me crunch deeper into that little nugget.
Yeah. Prisoner 2009?
Like a 1. I can't look at it.
That's like a 2 for me.
There's a little sick gremlin in you that wants to look at The Prisoner 9 again. Yes, Ian McKellen.
Exactly. Oh, God, I forgot that he's good in that show.
Yeah, he's number 2.
Yeah. Okay, so that was season 6. Season 7 was the miniseries, the first miniseries season.
Yep.
Season 8 was what? What was season 8? Was that Better Off Ted?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, that was Better Off Ted.
I'm going to pull up a season list in a second.
Better Off Ted's like a 2 to me.
So 5 Pushing Daisies, 6 Babylon 5 Crusade, 7 The Prisoner, 8 miniseries. 9 Better Off Ted.
Oh, did I skip? Oh, no, I was just counting wrong in my head. So 6, yeah. Pushing Daisies 5, Babylon 5, 6. Yep, 7, Prisoner. Because in my head, it's like, oh, The Prisoner was season 6. But right. We actually messed
number
up.
Number 6, on purpose.
Yeah. For me, Better Off Ted's a 2.
Yeah, I really love that season of the pod. I think that it's just like, we did exactly what we wanted to. We got the right guests on. We had some laughs. We made the memes about it. But like, The show is good. It's not an underrated Marvel gem like I thought it was going into it. It's good. It holds up pretty well for the time, and a lot of those actors went on to do better things.
Now, let me ask you, okay, being generic for a second, because I think part of the fun of that was, like, it's a sitcom, so we could have people just sort of hop on for a random episode. How would you rate a season where we do a sitcom with the intention of having a variety of guests?
Very highly.
To me, like that's like maybe a nine, yeah.
Yep. Because I just love having guests on. It's like it becomes a call-in show almost.
Yeah, me too. Okay, so that was Better Off Ted. Then season 10 was, you have it still in front of you, the season?
Yeah,
list?
I do. Season what 10 is 10? Studio 60.
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful. How would you rate Studio 60?
2.
Yeah, I'm giving it a 4. So we
meet silly.
3.
He's silly.
I just love that stupid show.
The 11s are miniseries part 2, so Vanity Fair, yep, Angels,
we
and Stan.
That. 12 is Twin Peaks. A strong 9 for me.
Yeah, why not? I loved having Rose on.
Talking about Twin Peaks.
There's, yeah. Exactly. That's just same thing as The Prisoner. That is a beautiful nut, especially The Return. And, sorry, beautiful nut sounds gross. That's a beautiful orb. Hashtag find the orb. Mm-hmm. Hashtag chats Patreon. That we have not fully cracked yet. We could go back in, start from zero, and do it again.
Okay, here's another generic rating. So we did Twin Peaks The Return with Rose. We did Studio 60 with 6. We did Vanity Fair with Omens. How would you rate doing a season or a part of a season where we have a third host? How would you rate that?
If the show is right, like if we find a show that feels good for that format, then I would give that a 10. I would love to do that. I think it's fun. I know it's harder to coordinate. That's the one caveat. But like people do podcasts with 3 people.
So to me, that kind of feels like a 7 because it's so contingent on like the right show.
Yeah, there's a lot
of someone being available.
That's true. That's what a 6 means. I guess I would meet you at a 7 then.
Okay, so we'll call that a 7. Yum 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 yum. Then we did 13, which was 13 under 13. Season 14 is The Leftovers, right?
Yes, sir.
I would give it an 8 for myself.
Yeah, I think with more life, the show opens up even more. And that even the format of like seminal works from the team that brought you Lost, you know, we could branch that season out into really interesting places. You could finally watch Lost. You could watch Station 11. You could watch a lot of the shit that was clones of Lost.
True.
We could read the book, The Leftovers. We could read the Station 11 book. Like, these are all, that's a wide spread of shows that Alan likes a lot. And I do want to cry on the main feed again.
So how would you rate that?
Like an 8.
8. Okay, 8 is great. 8 is great.
I might rewatch the finale tonight. I'm going to watch the finale tonight.
Oh, and then season 15, Sense8, is pretty soon for me.
Yeah,
I'm kind of at
a little
like
fresh.
A 3.
Yeah, I think so as well. I still remember, I have a really clear memory of that day we recorded the series finale in my bedroom. And then it was our 10-year reunion. Just a beautiful, beautiful evening.
What a day that was.
Was that the same day that we did the Hot Ones thing, or were those different? No, you came over twice.
Different, but it feels the same because we were recorded in that room.
Same room, yeah. Good times.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's part of it too, is like we're just never gonna step in that river again. So it's kind of like, I don't know that I want to try to do a show again if we can't do it the way that we did it before. You know what I mean?
Step in that river, just never gonna step in that river again, just made me emotional. That's all.
That's you've heard that saying?
I don't think so.
You can't step in the same river twice.
Who said that?
That's like a, I don't know.
It's really nice.
It's like an old saying.
Oh, sure. Make not some the same river twice because it's not the same river and he's not the same man. Oh, I've heard that. Yeah. Heraclitus, most likely. That's really beautiful. I get what you're saying. That is a very time and place recording for us.
Star Trek The Next Generation is the only other show we've covered in its entirety.
Probably like a 4. Yeah. Like, there's episodes of TNG that I'm like, I could really rewatch that. I would love to dive into that again. But we were extensive, man.
Yeah.
I threw up on an episode. I threw up
mid-pod. Right, 4 feels right.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about shows. Okay, here's what I want to do now. I want to do shows that we have covered briefly, which to me is like, should you watch? Or
Couch Madness.
Or Couch Madness. Wait, let me. Should you watch Couch Madness? Oh no. Okay, let's actually do Couch Madness first. Shows that made it to the bracket, and then shows sure. that made it to the poll, but not the bracket.
Okay.
Okay, so let's go in reverse order of when shows were eliminated. So we have Battlestar Galactica lost in the finals to Xena Warrior Princess.
Wow, what a weird alternate history we almost found ourselves in.
Yeah. To me, BSG's like a 7. I don't know that I feel the same heat to cover it, but yeah. I know that it's good.
I actually give it an 8.
Okay. 8 is great.
I think there's juice. I think I know less about it than I did when we watched it. I would go into it with fresher eyes now. And weren't we talking about in the still not release? All right, probably is released at this point. I don't know how timing works out. The Dune pod, Dune project.
I think it'll be released by the time this comes out, or it is about to be.
So we talk in that episode on our Patreon about how the Dune miniseries comes out in 2000, and like you can draw a really clear line between that and like Battlestar Galactica and a lot of the other miniseries stuff we've covered. And I think continuing to trace that line would be really fun.
Yeah, I agree. That's a good point. And that's kind of also like a early aughts prestige TV we haven't quite dug into as much. Yes. So
Doug? Should we do Doug?
Oh, shit. Should we do Doug? Oh, shit. Okay, so BSG lost in the finals. There were two shows that lost in the semifinals, Fringe and Stargate SG-1. So for me, Stargate is like a 6 because it would have to be in a Trek Chats type format in my mind.
I see.
Like I just don't think that we could do Stargate normally. It's way too long.
I agree. And what was the other one? Fringe.
I
would actually lump Fringe coverage into that, like from the people who brought you Lost new subpod idea. So I would cover Fringe gladly. I'd give it a 9.
Okay, I like a 9 for Fringe. And do you agree with a 6 for Stargate?
Yes.
Okay.
I know we've got Stargate shooters out there, but please understand that covering the show weekly would make us hate it.
Yeah, basically, like, if we cover Stargate, we're not covering Star Trek at the same time.
One would go on hold.
Yeah. Okay, so then let's go back to the round of 8, the losers from the round of 8. So we've got Death Note. How do you feel about Death Note?
The 2. I do want to watch it. I don't really need to cover it.
Yeah, I'll say a 3. Halt and Catch Fire. Oh no, sorry, not Halt and Catch Fire, ignore that. Heroes.
Like a 7.
Okay. Ooh. 7.
Battle me.
Be in the middle at a 6.
Let's go to battle world.
And then all 3 Ticks. So okay, there's the
90s tick 3, 90s cartoon. Aughts Patrick Warburton 8, 2016 5. Why is this so easy? I guess I just have been thinking about this.
Okay, so there's the 90s, the aughts tick, and the 10s tick. And give me your scores again. 90s was a 3.
Yeah.
Aughts was an 8.
Uh-huh.
And the 10s was a 5.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to go 2, 8, 6. So I'm a little lower on the animated one and a little higher on the...
Higher on the 2016.
The reboot one, yeah.
It was interesting.
But I think Aughts Tick is basically a shoo-in for a 13 under 13.
True.
Okay. Now we'll go to the shows that lost in their first round matchup. So Alias.
Like a 3.
I was going to say a 5, so 4.
Yeah, I mean you had 4 for sure.
Halt and Catch Fire.
Like an 8 or a 9.
I'm low.
I promise you that show has 6. Juice.
I believe that it has juice. I believe it.
Trust the process.
Misfits. I'm like a 2. I don't like Misfits.
Yeah. I was gonna say 5, but I'll come down to a 3.
Okay. Sequest DSV.
Ooh. Tough. I would do a Trek Chats format.
So like a 6.
Yeah.
Same. That feels right. 6 Feet Under.
Like a 10, dude.
Yeah.
This is a chatsable ass show. This is a very chatsable show. And it's not that long.
I'll give it an 8. So we'll meet in the middle at a 9.
Yeah.
Legend of Korra.
7.
Yeah. So I was going to say 6. So 6.5. 80s Twilight Zone.
Oh my God. What for a me, it's good like a, show.
For me, it's like a 3.
Yeah, I'll give it a 2. Well, what a good show. You can find it online, folks. You should watch 80s Python. It's really good.
Mm-hmm. Veronica Mars.
Oh, like a 6.
Yeah, I'll say a 5. It's like,
Enrico Colantoni.
Enrico Colantoni.
No, that's a guy's name.
Oh.
I didn't mean to know but you, but I thought it was funny to just maybe like, here's, you're a bigot.
Okay. Ally McBeal. We're going to pilot it next month. So
I'm going to say 11.
Technically it's a 10, but we could say like an 8, I guess.
So is Hugh Jackman. Who's the hot guy that's in that show? No, not Hugh Jackman.
Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah, RDJ.
Dark Angel, starring what's her face?
Sarah Michelle Gellar. 7.
No, not Sarah Michelle Gellar.
What's worse than a murderer? A child.
I would say 8 for Dark Angel. What's her name?
I actually know it. I'm not going to tell you.
Jessica Alba.
There it is. You got there.
Jesus. Felicity was on the poll, but we've never piloted it.
Oh, like 8, dude. I want to watch Felicity. You can 9.
Sounds great. 9? Okay.
9. I want to do Felicity.
Yeah, I'll give it an 8.5.
I always know that there's hidden juice when my coworker, because I have like, my coworker's like the perfect litmus test of the chat's audience. They're all in their 50s and they all watched a lot of TV in the 90s and they're like, oh, when are you guys going to cover blah, blah, blah? And it's always some shit like Felicity or 30 something. Yes, chat's listener. If we could find 30 something online, it's like not streamable anywhere. If 30 something was online, I would pitch it to Magellan, but it's not streamable.
Fighting Foodons.
Oh, 11, bro. No, that's a 1. Get out of here.
Yeah, I would give it a 2 just for symbolic reasons. Hamtaro. That's like a 6 for me.
Get out of here. 1. Just to counter you.
Shit, really? A 1?
Yeah, that's a show I put on for my kids and then I get invested in it.
Okay, all right. 1. What a bummer.
It's a great show.
Hotel de Luna.
I think we could revisit K-dramas, but I think Hotel de Luna's time has passed.
Yeah.
I'd even say though 2. It's one of the better K-dramas. Yeah, 2 it is.
I'm increasing my Hamtaro vote to 3, by the way.
Oh,
so
my God.
It evens out at a 2. Okay. I was thinking about this one earlier today. Lois and Clark. The problem is also Dean Cain is the worst guy.
Scandal noted.
So
like, how bad?
He recently was like, I'm going to join ICE. Yeah, he fucking sucks.
Oh, he's like a cop. Joined the Frederick County, Virginia Sheriff's Office as a deputy. Whoa. Registered
he's like awful.
Oh, he joined ICE. Oh, okay.
So it's like, I don't think loser. I could enjoy Lois and Clark is the problem.
Oh,
like,
that's not even scandal noted. That's just
I kind of want a Superman show in my life, but
Smallville. It's small. Well, yeah, but that Smallville has somebody from the Nexium cult. We can't win. that one's less of a problem because she's not main. She's not one of the main people. I mean, Chloe is an important character, but she's not Tom Welling or Kristen Crook.
Mm-hmm. How would you rate Lois and Clark?
That really bums me out, man. Remember that part where Lex like charms the snake, whatever. Four.
Yeah, 4 is good. I agree.
Nick, I know you're listening and you're so sad right now, and I'm sad too. I just want you to know.
I know. I'm sorry, Nick. Okay, Smallville, now that we're talking about it. That was also on the poll and didn't make the bracket.
Like 8. I wanted to Smallville. That's my era, bro. That's baby girl.
I'm going to say 6 because it's long.
Okay.
So 7. Okay, here's one.
Okay.
Lost.
10. Come on. What did you think I was going to say? That's a 10.
I'll say 9. I'm saying 9.
I'm actually going to use my lifeline to make you pick 10.
You must pick 10. Okay. Orphan Black. I'm going to say 4. I think it's time that I give up on Orphan Black.
You've been pushing for this one hard, my friend. You've been pushing.
Yeah. I just think there's not really the...
There was a time and place.
It didn't become a cult show.
Yeah, exactly. Tatiana Maslany's got an okay career, though, going on, I think.
Mm-hmm.
She was She-Hulk.
Mm-hmm.
I think there was a time and place. It's kind of a bummer looking back on 10 years and realizing that some shows that we've held on to as maybes for so long have become no's.
Yeah.
That bums me out a little bit, but it's just the reality of this.
It's true. It's so true. So what would you give Orphan Black?
Like a 2.
Yeah. Party of five we put on the poll, I think just for some variety. I'm gonna give it a one. I'm all set.
Get that out of here.
Serial Experiments Lane, I think we put for some anime.
Did we even cover it? No, we didn't even cover it.
No,
it was apparently it's an amazing show.
It's like a two for me. There's other anime that I would want to watch first.
Yeah. My new game for this episode, it's really special for this episode, is I'm going to pull up random episode synopses from Lex and just read them out of context. The Lex crew visits Transylvania in search of an unknown enemy. Their journey takes them to a sinister castle for a dinner hosted by Count Dracula. By evening's end, all who remained are Zev, Stan, Kai, and the three sexy goth girls. I can't wait. I cannot fucking wait.
That show's going to end me.
Literally. Good.
Smash.
Oh, is Michelle still podcasting? I need Michelle. That's the one I want to do with the third person.
That's what, yeah. To me, Smash is like a 9 or a 10. It's a 9 at least.
Yeah.
Do you like 9 as well?
Yeah, I like 9.
Yeah, I really... It did not do well in our Couch Madness poll, but come on. Just let us have a couple months of, like, bad musical show, you know?
P4X, Zev is being exploited at a steamy woman's prison by the warden and his wife. That's it.
No.
Steamy woman's prison!
The OC. The OC.
Oh, my God. This one's got, like, aura. There's an aura surrounding the OC in our coverage of it.
I'll say 8 because I understand it's, like, a little bit too long for it to be like a just give this to us type of show. I don't know if it would work in a Trek Chats format. So it's like, yeah. I really want to do it, but I'm not sure where it fits. So to me, that's like an 8 or a 7, maybe.
I think a 7.
Okay. I'm going to say 8 and we'll even out at 7.5. And then the last show that was on the poll but did not make it to the bracket for Couch Madness was X-Men Evolution.
Sorry, stop looking at Lex. It's like a blind. It's like looking at the sun. It's actually like looking at the sun.
Stop looking into your future.
I know. I need to look. I need to know. Yeah. X-Men Evolution. That's like a 6.
Yeah. Yeah. If the vibe is right, I agree with 6.
Magellan, you don't understand. Kai escapes with Bunny to Boomtown, a place where everyone has uncomplicated sex all day long. Stanley finds everything he's always wanted, but the utopia of Boomtown is destroyed as the city is nuked.
Shut up. If I had to guess what Boomtown was, that's what I would have guessed, which is so annoying.
It's the Boom anime babes that make me think the wrong thing.
Oh, you're right. Let's talk about shows that we did that we should you watched or that we covered on a Chats Nights that essentially functioned like a should you watch.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So there are 3 that were on Chats Nights episodes on our Patreon, where we watched a season of them and talked about our feelings with the season, which is essentially the should you watch format. The very first of those was The Dark Crystal, Age of Resistance.
Oh, God, that show was good.
Yeah, for me, kind of like 8. Like, I kind of want to bring that to the main feed and give it its due.
You guys all deserve to know how good that show was.
Yeah.
And how sad it is that they canceled it, because that's like a mind blower. You're like, this show can't be that good, and it will fucking stun you.
Yeah.
It's very good. Yeah, I'd give that like an 8 or 9.
Which one?
8.
That's like, I saw that today and I was like, oh shit, that show was great.
I could rewatch the movie. I don't know if we watched the movie. I know I did. Did we watch it and cover it? Maybe it was like wrapped up into the episode. It was like, let's also...
I don't remember. I feel like I would have wanted to watch the movie.
Yeah.
Is The Dark Crystal the one with what's his face wearing the pants?
Give me anything.
David Bowie?
No, that's Labyrinth.
That's Labyrinth. We might not have watched Dark Crystal.
Okay. It's good. It's weird. The thing is, if we didn't watch it, it's like just very sad. Like Age of Resistance is like, we got to fight back. And it's like, you know, about a budding resistance. And the Dark Crystal is like just depressing. It's bleak in interesting ways, but it's very bleak. Mm-hmm. Anyways.
The next one we did this for on Chats Nights was Animaniacs, the 2020 reboot.
They made a second season that I watched and was like kind of good.
There are 3 seasons.
Oh, I did not watch. Maybe I did watch the 3rd season. Let me check my Hulu. They're not like remarkably better. It's just like, yeah, they really figured out their groove and just kind of wrote it for the 3 seasons, exactly how long that should have been. For I watched me, it's all like 3 seasons.
For me, it's like a 3, I think. Like, I don't really see us doing it.
No, yeah, I would even give it a 2. No.
Yeah.
Or the original.
And then the 3rd show that we covered like this on Chats Nights was Star Wars Visions. which is about to get a third season later this year.
I was just talking to a coworker today about how I really want a new Star Wars movie. Like, I think I'm ready for them to try one more time because of how much was wrapped up in Rise of Skywalker being bad. And it's like, somebody out there has a good Star Wars, a good original Star Wars movie in them.
They've got to.
Someone has it. So that's unrelated. But I don't really feel an urge to cover more Visions. I think we got the gist of it.
Yeah.
I like adult animation. I want to support more adult animation, but like, I'll just watch it.
There's only so much we can do with like anthology content in our format.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think it's a 3 for me, probably.
Yeah.
Okay. So then there's the should you watch shows, and we can do these alphabetically. Fallout.
Season 2 coming soon.
Yeah. To me, that's like an 8. I liked watching Fallout.
Left things at the end of season 1, I was like, whoa, hell yeah, let's keep watching that. Let's cover more of it. Mm-hmm. Sure, I'll give it an 8.
Flatbush Misdemeanors. That's a 1 for me.
It's over. The show, we watched it. It didn't come out.
Oh, we watched it?
Yeah, we watched the whole thing.
Okay.
The show is over.
There we go. How about Halo? I'll give that a 1 as well.
Thank you.
Okay. Heartstopper.
I want to watch it. I don't know if we need to cover it. I want to watch it. Maybe that one with a guest could be fun.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so like 5.
Yeah.
House of the Dragon.
The thing about becoming a House of the Dragon cast is that there are so many.
Yes.
And covering George R. R. Martin stuff in a podcast is so common that I feel like I'd be throwing my hat into a very crowded ring. Mm-hmm. We could, but if I really wanted to do it right, I would want to bring like knowledge of the book. And I didn't read the book, and I'm not in a rush to read it. And the gap between season 2 and 3 has soured me on that show so much that I'm like less and less excited about it. It's a real bummer.
Yeah. So that's like what, a 2 or 3?
Yeah, a 2.
Yeah. I'd be more interested in Game of Thrones.
Oh no, I would not. I would not
You would not rewatch Game of Thrones?
I can't. You can't capture the magic again. You can't go in the same river again. I was just talking about that with someone recently. That show was really wonderful in its time, and I think a lot of it holds up, but a lot of it does not.
Mm-hmm. Moon Knight.
It's over.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Dude, wow. I'm not even kidding. You said Moon Knight, and my ring light turned on by itself. I'm not even fucking kidding.
He's there.
Why did that happen?
He's in the room with you.
That's scary.
The Moon Knight himself.
Conchu. Why are you turning on? If it does it again, I'm going to unplug it, because that's scary.
Okay, how about Obi-Wan Kenobi?
That also turned the light on. I think it's just stuck. I'll leave it on. Okay. There's a new season of this. The show makes me too depressed to think about it. I don't want to watch it again.
There's a new season of Obi-Wan?
They were like, I saw a headline that was like, Ian McGregor will reprise his role as Obi-Wan Kenobi. Kenobi. I thought there was. Am I crazy? No, not happening. No, never mind. I'm sorry, I lied.
Okay, 1. Sorry.
Yep, it's dead.
It's a bummer how many of these Should You Watch shows just like didn't get another season.
We did Should You Watch. I talk about this with Slowinski a lot when we do Doctor Who. He's like, what are those? Which of those shows are you actually still watching? And I was like, a lot of them are either canceled or I am watching them. Like, I watch House of the Dragon, but it doesn't come out anymore. It's too slow. I stopped watching Legend of Vox Machina because I just got bored. Dark Crystal, over. Book of Boba Fett, over. Star Wars Visions, not interested. 90s show, over. Like, I don't know what to tell you. It's either the show ended or I'm still watching it, basically.
Mm.
It's a couple that I'm just not interested in.
Lord of the Rings, Rings of Power.
Not interested. I fell off.
That's a 1 for you?
Yeah, I love Lord of the Rings. I would love to cover Lord of the Rings. Rangs.
For me, it's a 3 because I'm thinking like a full Lord of the Rings season. Yeah.
Read the books. Watch the movies.
Would you? Okay, here's another general concept.
Sure.
A season that is like a movie franchise. So it's
not
a TV show. What's your score for like a movie franchise season?
Like an 8.
Yeah. Yeah. That could be fun. That could be good.
For sure.
Okay. That 90s show, 1, right?
I think it's canceled.
Book of Boba Fett, that's a 1.
Yeah, it's over.
Legend of Vox Machina, that's a 2 for me.
Yeah, I don't know if it's over, but I don't want to watch any more of it. Seems good. Season 2 was probably fine as well. I'm good.
Tiny Beautiful Things, that's a 1 for me.
It's over. Yeah.
X-Men 97. Are they doing more of that?
Yeah. Eventually.
If they're doing more, I would put that as an 8.
Yeah, I would too. 8.
That show was good.
Really good. I was just talking about it with someone recently. They were like, was that ever good? Oh yeah, they were talking about how like, oh, the best cartoon is X-Men 92. And I was like, did you know they made a better sequel?
And we could cover the original.
Yeah. We could get Jay Miles on.
Oh, shit. That would be awesome, actually.
I know them. I went to FlameCon with them. I saw them at FlameCon.
And then Yellow Jackets.
We are not the people to cover this show. It is a fascinating mess of a show. I am caught up through season 3. The show is getting progressively worse, but it seems like it's going to be over in season 4, God willing. They put that show out to pasture. It is so weirdly bad. Holy smokes.
So that's a one for you?
Yes. I do not want to cover it. And if people who would cover it are A, better at covering mediocre TV, and B, femme identifying it or women, that's just, I think, the people who should cover that show.
Fair. That is fair. All right. Let's do one more batch of stuff, and then we can call it. And if people liked this, we could return to like things that we've piloted or something like that.
Yeah. Clone High.
Yeah. Let me actually.
Cyborg 009 or Flash Forward.
Flash Forward. Okay. Let's see. I wanted to talk about shows where we've covered something related to them.
Okay.
In some fashion.
Roger.
Okay. So Forever, we covered New Amsterdam, you know?
I forgot. I fucking forgot about Forever. Well, that's like Pilot Chats 2.
It was Pilot Chats 5. It was very early.
Wow.
So for me, Forever is like a one. I'm not interested.
I'm all good, guys. Yep.
Frank Herbert's Dune, to me, is like a 10. I want to
watch that. Yeah. I'll give that a 10. Let's do Dune.
Hercules, The Legendary Journeys.
We had a great conversation on the Zenith Chats episode of the Showmic about how you can tell when the Hercules writers take over Xena, how the show feels different. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I'm curious about, like, what does it look like when that's just the show? Mm-hmm. I don't think I want to cover that. And also, Kevin Sorbo, extremely scandal noted.
Mm-hmm.
So, like...
Yeah. Would you do,
Don't get in our comments and be like, you guys never watch shows by canceled people. That's this we do. We do that all the time. It's just that sometimes it feels particularly uncomfortable when somebody, like, wants people like me dead. You know? I just don't want to, like, support a show that stars them.
Yeah. Would you do like a here are the best episodes of Hercules kind of a thing, or
like an epilogue to Xena Chats where we just do the best episodes of Hercules? Yeah, I would do that. That's like, I'd give that a 7 or an 8.
Okay. Yeah, 7. If we can come up with the right concept,
yeah,
maybe we'll do that. Millennium is like kind of related to the X-Files.
Oh, the X-Files spinoff.
That's a 1 for me.
I'll go to 2.
Okay. Okay, let's talk about Star Trek. So, Voyager. To me, it's a 10. Easy 10.
I'm already mentally there. Mentally, I'm there.
Mentally, I'm lost in the fucking Delta Quadrant. Thank you.
You're welcome.
After Voyager would potentially be Enterprise. What's your number for Enterprise?
10.
Okay.
Knowing what I know about where Enterprise goes, it's going to be such a fucking mess, and it's going to be a fun mess.
Okay.
Did we talk about how we both know the thing in Enterprise, right? We know, like, the big thing?
Mm-hmm.
We do. All right. Anyways.
The original series of Star Trek.
11. Well, because I'm watching Strange New Worlds right now, and that show is so, so much of its storytelling. Like, the latest episode, I don't want to be getting into spoilers right now. It's about James T. Kirk, like, growing up and how he becomes the captain he's going to become. And I'm like, I should have just watched TOS by now, huh? I like feel regret that I haven't watched TOS in its entirety.
I'm going to give it an 8, okay. But that evens us out to a 9. Star Trek, the animated series.
7. The only real reason to watch the animated series, besides it's like pretty fun and cool looking, is if you eventually, the real goal of Trek Chats is to be able to watch Lower Decks and get all of the references. And there are references to TAS on Lower Decks.
And then Star Trek Discovery.
0. 1.
1. I'll say 3.
I've heard it got better after where I fell off, after season 2. It had another dip, and then it like actually shot up a lot, but that's not worth it for me.
And then last one that's like related to something we've covered would be The West Wing.
7.
Yeah. I'll say 6. It's like a similar bucket to Stargate for me of it kind of has to be our big show that we're doing in chunks.
Yes. I will say, when we put out that pilot chats, we got a lot of positive responses where people were like, there is a world where you could cover this. Yes, this show is kind of bad, but you could have fun with it. Oh, and like get guests on, talk about the politics, how they do or don't relate to today. Like, hit it from an angle. Don't just be like, this week we're watching more West Wing, but like talk about the historical context more. That's where people found interest in it.
Do you got like 5 more minutes in you for a rapid fire?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. So here are ones that we've piloted and we felt positively about the pilot.
Okay.
Blackadder.
2.
2. I agree. Blake 7.
7. 7A.
7A. I'll give it a 7 as well. Because I trust our past selves to have liked it so much.
If you get that joke, then you're really cool.
Yes, you are. Cowboy Bebop.
Like 3.
Yeah,
3. It's a great show, and I should rewatch it. I think I have the Blu-ray somewhere, but like, it's a great show.
Doctor Who.
I would reserve that for the chat Discord. We're going to continue. We're going to return to it. We have been watching it. I don't need to cover it. It's bad.
Okay. So that's like a 1 for you?
Yeah, yeah. I did want to talk to you at some point about what we can or cannot cover on the chat Discord or watch on the chat Discord, because I don't want to like step on shows that we want to cover ourselves, but we've been trying to pick what the next thing will be while we wait for Doctor Who to hit a streaming service again.
What's in contention for that?
One of the big, well, it's a lot of like British stuff that I'm sure you'd be fine with us just watching, because like we're not going to cover it. Gallivant was highly requested.
Well, we're about to talk about Gallivant right now.
Okay, well, let's get there.
Okay, you're scoring Doctor Who a 1. I would score it a 3.
Okay,
I would do like,
I do think you'd like it
on the main.
Yeah, it's hard to find. It's all really hard to find. A lot of it's lost media, unfortunately. But yes.
Okay, Gallivant. I would rate that like a 7 or an 8. I think
it's a really cool fucking show.
How would you rate it?
18 episodes. Yeah.
It's quick. It's interesting. We get to see Eli in a different context.
Oh my god, you're right. King Richard, Timothy Ombudsman. Ombudsman. Why do you always forget his name? Timothy Ombudsman sounds cooler. Can you change your name?
Gargoyles.
Like 2. Yeah. I love cartoons, dude. I knew you'd like that. I love cartoons, and I think that show slaps, but I don't want to cover it. Jonathan Frakes is a gargoyle.
Here's another season concept. It's like Saturday morning cartoons or after school cartoons. So we just get like a sampler of different cartoons. We're not watching any of them deeply, but we're like, oh yeah, I watched this one and this time, and here's like an episode I liked. How would you rate that?
Like a 9.
That sounds fun, right?
And then every time I go to New York, we go to Spoons, Tunes, and Booze. Oh yeah. They still do that?
Yeah, they do. They sure do.
Oh
boy. They just did it this past weekend, unfortunately. Otherwise, we could do it while you're here this weekend. Lovesick. Like a 2. I don't know.
I just want Jim on the podcast more.
Yeah. I think that's why we liked it, is because we liked that Jim was there.
If we have a third, this has been said before, if we were to ever like really commit to a third co-host, we would force Jim to be our third co-host. It brings so much good energy to the show and so much just argument.
How would you rate Lovesick?
2.
2, yeah. Mad Men?
That was one where we got the response that was like, I don't particularly need you guys to cover this show, which bummed me out. Well, no, we got one person who was like, I think it was Stefan, who was like, definitely cover it. And then a couple of people who were like, I don't really care.
Makes sense.
I'd still give it a 7.
Yeah, that's what I would give it to. But that's good to know. Midnight Diner Tokyo Stories.
I want to watch it. I don't need to cover it.
Yeah.
That episode solidified for me that I just would like to watch that show.
Okay. So like a 2?
2, yeah.
Okay. Those were all the pilots that we were positive on. So I think that's like most of the stuff I put in this spreadsheet. Oh, well, we should talk about Buffy and Angel.
Sure.
Buffy?
It keeps coming up in my life. It keeps coming up. The reboot's starting soon.
Right.
Fuck. And Joss is not involved.
Right.
I think we should just cover the reboot when it comes out. I think it's that simple.
Okay. So like a 9?
In terms of doing Buffy stuff? Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Because like I kind of like Buffy staying in my rear view sometimes. I do think there's a lot of like specific stuff I'd like to dig into more, especially in like seasons 4 and 5. I was just talking about this with a coworker. But I think the reboot is going to have some fucking meat on the bone, and I'm really excited for it, genuinely.
Yeah, it's sort of my feeling about Buffy is like, I'm glad that I was once 6 years old, but I don't want to relive being 6 years old.
Totally. Totally.
But I do want to rewatch it. I don't know. Yeah, we should definitely watch the reboot.
Charisma Carpenter confirms she's not coming back for the reboot. Aww.
Oh.
That's sad.
Okay, what about Angel?
Like 3.
Yeah.
Self-contained. We enjoyed it. We had a good time with it. I think there's more bad in that show than we remember. because it ends so fucking well. That last season is excellent, and you're like, is this show amazing? And it's like, oh, a lot of it was mid.
Yeah, they posted mid. All right, I think that's most of the stuff. There's like a ton of assorted pilot shots that we haven't hit on in this discussion, but we could return to this sometime. We could not.
Charisma Carpenter is doing a Buffy rewatch podcast. That's awesome.
Whoa.
I might listen to that. So she's got it covered.
Cool. Okay, so here are our top scoring things.
Okay.
Just to kind of summarize. Oh, yeah. There's like a solid 50 shows that we've piloted and stuff, and we didn't score here. So we could come back to this sometime or not.
Okay.
Solid 10s, Xena, Voyager, Deep Space Nine, Frank Herbert's Dune. 9.5s, Enterprise, Lost, 9s, Twin Peaks, in some way returning to that, TOS, Smash, 6 Feet Under, Quantum Leap, keep doing that, Lex, do that eventually, Fringe, Return to Farscape, cover upcoming Buffy stuff, 8.5s, Prisoner and Felicity, okay, all right, good, this is taking shape, this is good, and then of course, we liked... sitcom season, so we can have variety of guests. Cartoon sampler season, maybe it's like a guest brings their favorite cartoon.
Oh, fun.
That's
fun.
Kind of fun, right?
Mm-hmm. I give that a 9.
That's kind of fun. Great. Okay, what are you taking away from this discussion?
Takeaway, it seems like our next season is probably gonna be something shorter, and that's good. I think we want something that we can like easily chomp into and enjoy. I think there is a lot of enthusiasm between us and the listeners for returning to old formats that were not finished. So we love to see things conclude. I always finish. Giggity. Like 13 going on 13 on 13. Like that's like a controversial season with some ups and downs, but generally agreed. Like we do want to finish it though, and we will. So that stuff feels good to hear. And then also just even if we never piloted another show, we have a lot of good meat to pull from for like years to come if we really wanted to.
And I think it's good. A big takeaway for me is just acknowledging that there's some stuff that we're like we'd be excited to return to and see how we feel about it now, and then some stuff that we can kind of just like let go of, and even like you were saying before, long-term maybes, or it's like we're just not gonna do that one, and that's okay. So thanks folks for sitting with us kind of behind the scenes here while we took our shared temperature on whether we wanted to return to certain things or not. Next week, speaking of returning, we're going to be watching all of Twin Peaks The Return.
Was going to say it.
No, we're going to be talking about Star Trek Deep Space Nine, the first half of season 7. So that includes episode 1, Image in the Sand, through to episode 13, Field of Fire.
I've heard good things.
This is our second to last episode of Deep Space Nine coverage. Get excited for that.
Incredible. I'm so excited. We're really in it now.
We are really in it now. All right. Should we bring it home with plugs and stuff?
Yes, sir.
Alan, where can people find you on the internet?
You can find me at a few places. I'm on the Creature Quorum, which is a Pokemon podcast hosted by me and my friend Six. We're doing the Alola Tourism Committee subseason, where we play through Pokemon's Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon and talk about it week by week. You can also hear me on the Garnet Wager, which should very soon, if not by now, be releasing our season finale of our Korean game show discussion season podcast. And that's a lot of fun. And then lastly, you can find me on Blue Sky. I am at A Ibrahim, A-I-B-R-A-H-I-M. What about you?
You can find me on another podcast that I do with my friend Justin called Super Smash Echoes, where we play video games related to the Super Smash Brothers franchise, Super Smash Echoes. Check it out. You can also find me on Blue Sky, not the Magellan.bsky.social, and on Ghost, not-that-magellan.ghost.io.
Yum.
I can do the plugs, since this was my suggestion of an episode. You can get in touch with the show in a few different ways. Email us at chatspod@gmail.com. We'd love to hear your thoughts on our scores here on the chats storm scale, where you align, where you disagree, shows that you want to hear our take on, things like that. If you want to hear us cover or discuss like all of the shows we piloted, because there's still a bunch that we haven't discussed. You can get in touch with us on Blue Sky. Follow us there at Chats Pod. Every instance of Chats Pod is spelled C-H-A-T-Z-P-O-D. We are Chats, a Television Podcast on YouTube. You can rate us on YouTube, you know, review, follow, subscribe, whatever. Do that on podcast catchers as well. And consider supporting us financially over at Patreon, patreon.com/chatspod at $1, $3, or $5 a month. $1 a month gets you on the Discord. And as Alan was describing, there's some TV watch parties that happen over on the Discord for stuff like Doctor Who, for example, or whatever the new show is going to be. Maybe it's going to be Galavant. Maybe we want to save that for the main feed. We'll find out. $3 a month gets you twice monthly bonus content, one of which is chosen by us, one of which is chosen by a listener suggestion. And then $5 a month gets you thanked right here at the end of every episode. Thank you to Amanda, Arthur, Emily, Emrys, Felicia, Jen, Justin, Kyrie, Lee, Marcus, May Louise, my mom, Nick of the Brothers at Infinite War, Noelle, Six, and Stefan. Thank you, folks, for supporting the show. Now, Alan, this is our, to peel back the curtain, our like third main feed episode that we're recording in the span of about as many days. Do you have any chatsums left?
Squeeze that towel dry. What could I possibly have left? I do actually have a chatsum.
Okay, what is it?
So I'm not really active on Twitter anymore, but every once in a while I just like get really bored and I'm like, let me just peek. Or I see the discourse being discussed on YouTube or Blue Sky. And there was a big discussion recently about what's the worst song ever made, causing a bit of a stir. I know. So I have a panacea to that whole argument, right? Because a lot of it was about the stomp clap era of the 2000s, the 2010s, rather. Not accounting for the fact that the reason that music was popular at the time was that we were really tired of recession pop and we wanted something that felt earnest and sincerely made. That's why that music was, that's why Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros slapped in 2012, okay?
Right.
That's the end of that discourse. However, I was listening to that era of music a little bit, being like, I did like this stuff. I did have a brief Mumford and Sons dalliance.
You did, yes.
Like I, you know, what's my favorite? What can I pull out of that era that would still be meaningful for people to check out today? And I just realized I somehow never chat some of this band, but I really love them. It's Run River North. I've been a fan of them for as long as Chats has existed as a podcast. Like right around 2015 is when I discovered Run River North. They are a all Korean American indie folk rock band from LA. And specifically their first album, self-titled Run River North from 2014, is fantastic. It's a little stomp clap. It's more like folky. I think it's really beautiful, especially because lyrically they're writing as the first generation children of immigrants. And so a lot of it's about family and meeting up to expectations, especially as in like the Asian American community, the sort of struggles to perform to the expectations of your parents. So despite fitting firmly into that like 2010s folky, clappy, stompy, fun music, I think it's great. I listened to it recently, re-listened to it, and I was like, damn, Run River North, that album still slaps. That's my chance. Nice.
That's awesome. Yeah, I really enjoyed Run River North when I was listening to them back in college times.
What about you?
I've got an album that I've only listened to part of, but I'm really enjoying it so far. It's JID's latest album, God Does Like Ugly.
Is it JID or J-I-D?
It's JID.
Okay, got it. Got it.
There's a song featuring Clips called Community. That song's very good. After it called G's is also very good. And I've listened to a few others here and there. I haven't done a full listen through, but I really like JID. And
West Side Gun?
Yeah, the features are pretty good across the board, and I'm confident that it's a good project. So God Does Like Ugly is my chance.
Clips, Vince Staples, Don Toliver, Ty Dolla Sign. Wow. Okay. I'll cue it up. Don't start playing. I've liked what I have listened to of JID in the past. This is exciting to hear.
Same.
Good stuff. Well, Magellan, thank you for being the Alan to my Magellan, because for now, almost 10 years going strong, we continue to embody each other and become more and more like each other until we fuse into one incredible being. And thank you so much for listening to this episode of Chats. Peace.
Bye.